Hi, I'm Danny G from Ocean of Stars and many other bands in the Austin, Texas area.
Danny, what led you to the decision to make your own band?
When I first moved to Austin in 2000, I was in a band called Southern Gun Culture. I was heavily involved in all aspects of it, the writing, the booking, and everything. After that, my next original band was called Ironclad, which was, heavy rock. We played around for, 2006, 2007. And soon after that, I got hired by the Mother Truckers, which allowed me to quit my full-time job working at a TV station and play music full-time, and I haven't looked back since. And I've been very happy about that. However, the only drawback to that is I've been so busy playing other people's music and other people's bands that I just literally haven't either had the time to do my own thing or I just haven't made the time to do that. I've been participating in the RPM Challenge every February, which is it's not a contest. It's a open challenge to either artists or bands to just to see if you can write and record an entire album's worth of material during the month of February. Write it, record it, mix it, come up with album artwork just to see if you can. And so I've been doing that since 2009. So fast forward a couple of years and suddenly I'm sitting on top of about five albums worth of music and thought about bringing it to certain bands, but most of it just kind of stylistically didn't fit, or else they had the songwriting covered. I had been kicking around the idea of, kind of doing an instrumental band around the music that I've been writing. The first incarnation of Ocean of Stars I threw together for a friend's birthday party back in like 2010, and that featured my good friend J-Rab on drums, who is the drum tech and a crew manager for the band King's X, who I toured with. I had Adrian Connor and Heather Webb from Adrian the Sickness on guitar and bass, second guitar and bass. I was on guitar, and then we had the saxophone player from Eric Tesmer Band, Michael McDaniel, play. And initially I wanted him to do keyboards, but I knew the stage at Headhunters wasn't big enough for all of us. I was like, oh, just play saxophone, man. And so that kind of planted the seed in my head of, I'm writing all this kind of two and three guitar music, but it's like, well, who has a saxophone in a heavy band? Found Rick Furley, who I've been friends with for 10 years. He was Adrian's original drummer. So after him, I found Derek Rodriguez, a saxophone player, on Craigslist of all places, because he had an ad that said Psych Sax Seeks Project. And I was like, I'm going to click on this one and see what this dude's about. And then found bassist Melanie Martinez through the various musician Facebook group pages. And yeah, we've been a lineup officially since late 2013, and made our debut for South by Southwest in 2014, playing the Small Stone Records official showcase, so not a bad start.
Danny, how would you describe the music of Ocean of Stars?
I would describe it as heavy instrumental space rock, and would describe our music as if it's a live band playing a movie soundtrack.
I think the reason I ask is because I've heard of your music being described as prog or prog rock, but I think that's kind of limiting. really.
I wouldn't call us a prog band. There are definitely progressive elements to the music. But, you know, in a way, it's kind of like, you know, prog rock for people who aren't necessarily into prog rock, per se. Yeah, I mean, I'm having enough trouble just trying to think of a way to describe this to people, which, you know, is kind of hindering the booking a little bit. Well, what do you guys sound like? Here, listen, and you tell me. I'm open to suggestions. Definitely coming up as a musician, you know, hugely influenced by, of course, like Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath, you know, back when I first kind of started picking up guitar, you know, bands like Metallica and Guns N' Roses, just, you know, rock bands and a lot of kind of two guitar stuff. And it's kind of weird because, like, nowadays I don't really listen to a whole lot of music unless I'm going to see bands play or I have, you know, music that I need to learn for like a gig or something. And so as far as like sitting at home and just listening to music for pleasure, I feel like almost embarrassed by how little I get to do that. But in a weird way, I think that kind of helped shape Ocean of Stars as music because, you know, I've been writing this and not even knowing if I was ever going to play any of this stuff live. Just been kind of doing this music in sort of a vacuum without really thinking about any type of direction or any type of style or any type of sound. And I'll take a lot of those kind of improvisational structures and then kind of go back and add things to them to kind of turn it into a song and just kind of working that way.
We've been speaking with Danny G of the band Ocean of Stars. They have a self-titled four-song EP available at oceanofstars.bandcamp.com. And the name of their new single is called Great Divide. Danny, thank you for coming to speak with me here at the studio.
Yeah, thank you.